This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live over the from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This show began as something else. It began, it was a blessed off-on project, 4 years ago, right at 4 years ago, when I went to somebody who I'd had as a guest on a regular radio show, and I said, I'd like to do this, and I'd like to do this with you, and he said, yes. And that was what was the progenitor of this show. And at the time, it was called Gun Owners of America Radio. Joining me now, it's been a while. He's been with me many times. He will be with me many more times. Joining me now from he is the executive director of Gun Owners of America. That is Larry Pratt. Good evening, sir.
Bill, good evening to you. Good to be with you.
Likewise. Listen, I do want something from Gun Owners of America. I need some research because I want to find out how I can be, how I can commit espionage over and over and over and over again and then say I didn't commit espionage and not get indicted like Hillary Clinton.
Well, you probably would have to change parties to begin with.
That's just too much work.
And I don't know if you're prepared to make that great sacrifice.
Probably not. Probably not. I know too many people on the other side. I don't know. You know, I don't know if I would disappoint anybody, to be honest with you. But okay. Presidential politics. Let's kick off with that. I know exactly where you're at because I was with you when we were, when I say we, when we were backing him. When he was wanting to be a Texas senator. So I know that it's Ted Cruz, right?
Absolutely. We endorsed him in his presidential run back in September.
Right.
You can believe that long ago.
before anybody endorsed anybody.
Probably just about, yeah.
Do you think we're going to see a Democrat elected as the next president?
Well,
you have watched far more of these than I have.
I wouldn't rule it out. The Republicans have an amazing ability to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yeah.
And run with that defeat ball all the way over to their own end zone. I don't think that should happen. If anything, I think this is a year that the Republicans should be able to win almost without breaking a sweat, but I wouldn't be prepared to say that just yet.
Hillary's got to get indicted. I mean, there's just, you know, I was in the military. I worked in military intelligence, and I never met anybody that had a top secret SAP clearance. I had a top secret SCI clearance. And, I mean, that meant I could be privy to plans like the invasion of Panama and Afghanistan, Iraq. That high level of information I could peruse if I had a need to know. Never met a person with a SAP clearance. And she's got that stuff floating around in her. She's committed espionage how many times over? How can she not get indicted? I mean, I'm just wondering out loud. I know you don't.
Well, yeah, but, of course, we have to keep in mind that these are not things that overly bother many of the Democrats because they are really not concerned that much about national security. What's to worry? It's a very strange world that they live in, but at least it helps me to understand them, that the same idea that they have in domestic policy that guns are only a provocation and people that are armed are just going to make things worse by making it more likely that bad stuff happens, they have the same view in foreign affairs. And so a strong defense for the United States, a statement to some Muslim dirtbag that they're not going to be tolerated to do X, Y, or Z, well, that just drives them equally as crazy as something comparable at the domestic level.
Right. I don't know. I'm just waiting to see this happen. I'm waiting to see what the FBI does. Here's the thing, and I know this is sick, Mr. Pratt. This is really sick. I hate to admit this to you. I have this little fantasy of seeing Hillary as the first of many. Now that Fast and Furious has gotten out from behind executive privilege, especially, I just have this walkway. With Hillary in handcuffs and Eric Holder in an orange jumpsuit and all of these rogues that have been out there under the guise of part of the executive branch.
Well, maybe they're going to want this all to come out before Mr. Obama leaves office so he can pardon them all. And they may want to do that so that he can pardon them before they tell him, you either do that for us, or we're going to talk about the meetings we had in your office.
Concerning Fast and Furious?
Fast and Furious would be the one that would come to my mind. I think Fast and Furious is one of the more aggravating pieces of hypocrisy. Here you've got a party that tells us how important it is for you or me to have a background check if we're going to buy a revolver from our next-door neighbor. And meanwhile, the same government that tells us how important background checks are to national peace and well-being, we're selling 50-caliber rifles to El Chapo, one of the heads of one of the Mexican cartels. They find it in his personal collection, and, oh, well, never mind, just keep on walking, nothing to see here. Really? And so I'm supposed to be apologetic for opposing background checks because I know you guys are not serious and you actually are more interested in aiding the bad guys than anything else that you might be doing? This is such stunning set of facts, and yet well, obviously the Democrat media is not going to say anything about it, and right. They've proven they don't care about all those dead Mexicans. As long as they were killed by a liberal Democrat program, nothing here.
Big deal.
Big deal.
You know, I think, let's see. I've been doing it as lock and load for a couple of years now. No matter how much time passes, it seems like, even though I'm not working with you every day, that when we finally do rejoin, the dates have changed, and maybe some of the players have changed, but the stupidity remains the same.
Yeah, it does seem to be about as constant as mosquitoes in the summer. And equally annoying.
Coming up on the first break, you can catch Larry Pratt's show, Gun Owners News Hour, right here at GCN on the weekends. GunOwners.org.
That's us.
Go join them. Larry does not live the life of Ryan. When he flies, he's flying coach. He rents a Kia. I mean, he lives life on the economic. Let me squeeze that $20 bill edge. I mean, when he gets done with them, they're white. They're just a white rectangle of paper. He gets every dime out of every membership. We will be right back.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Try to reach you intellectually, but if he has to push it, he will help you catch lead poisoning. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. My guest this hour is the executive director of Gun Owners of America, and that is Larry Pratt. Are you still carrying that 40 caliber car around with you everywhere you go?
I've switched over to my 45 Kimber.
Do you actually I don't want to, okay, now your car, you told me how you carried your car, and I could see how that would work, and I could see how you could pull that off. How in, on earth are you carrying a Kimber that way?
Well,
how big is the Kimber?
It's the regular size 45.
Your shirts aren't that big. Your shirts are not that big.
No, it's not that big, right. Yeah. And I thought about getting their compact, but I just don't have the money right now to buy another gun.
Yeah.
I do have a few already.
One or two laying around.
Right. So, you know, but yes, it's a comforting thing to have handy, I must say.
Happiness is a cuddly 45, huh?
I tell you what, it just fits right in.
You know, there's a lot of people out there talking right now about the Second Amendment after Scalia, and I admired Senior Justice Antonin Scalia just as much as I admit to myself that the Heller decision, as good as it was lacking, wasn't it? It left a lot of doors open, didn't it?
It was a compromise, as most of the decisions on the court are. You have to cobble together an opinion of five people at least, and the result is often not something that you or I would say, well, that speaks for me. No, I'm glad that we got Heller, but it didn't really speak for the Second Amendment, nor did the following McDonald decision, which was also an improvement over where we had been, and it certainly told the folks in Chicago that they couldn't be quite as loopy as they had been.
Right.
But, you know, it's, as soon as their concealed carry had been imposed on them by a court decision in Chicago, I'm sure you remember the Uber driver that saw some dirtbag begin to fire into a crowd of people.
Yeah, he was a mass shooter wannabe, yeah.
Yeah, and so the Uber driver hopped out of his car, and I don't remember if he shot or just pulled down on
He shot him multiple times. That's the only one he did shoot was the bad guy in the crowd.
How can we be sure that a good guy isn't going to just shoot everybody else, right? That's the big concern. Well, not that day. And so what happened to the Uber driver? Well, they instituted a no-guns policy and fired him forthwith. No good deed goes unpunished.
How did you find, you know, the Uber thing, I've never, you travel a lot. Have you ever taken an Uber ride?
Yes, interestingly, the networks, the TV networks, often provide a limo.
Right.
So that they are sure that you're going to get there on time. You don't have to fool around looking for a parking place. And so I think that is probably cheaper than the amazing amounts of Pepto-Bismol they would otherwise have to buy for their producers.
Mm.
And recently, my transportation was provided by Uber.
Well, I mean, you know, when I heard that Uber had let him go, the first thing I thought was, well, they didn't own his car. They didn't. He wasn't an employee. He didn't have a dental plan or, you know, he didn't have a 401k. He was a contractor. And there's plenty of other taxi competitive apps out there. There's Lyft and there's some other stuff out there to where he probably went somewhere and got it anyway. Although he probably got a job anywhere he wanted to because he's so highly thought of now. But
yeah, he's kind of an American legend, a hero.
Yep. Yep.
I'd be very happy to, hey, can you, when I come to Chicago, can you get me a ride with the guy that used to drive for Uber that got fired because he believes in self-defense? That's the guy I'd like to drive with.
he could start his own taxi service and call it the Audie Murphy Taxi Service.
It might do very well, particularly in Chicago, where the city fathers are still just as crazy as the Queen of Hearts.
I'm still waiting to see. I think Emmanuel's got to go. I think he has lost all of his mojo with that tape coming out, and I think he's done. He stick a fork in him, he's done.
Well, that couldn't happen to a more deserving guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's certainly not been a paradigm of virtue. In fact, he's kind of enjoyed the reputation of being a very profane, bad guy. He just is bare knuckles and gets things done, and what are you blank and blank going to do about it? Well, maybe somebody's fixing to do something about it.
Well, you know, I didn't even get into and so I want to continue this, and we got a break coming up in 2 minutes. Losing Senior Justice Scalia is bad, but I mean, we've got several things like the Fourth Circuit just came down and said you have to apply strict scrutiny to anything that might impact a core civil right that's in the Bill of Rights, and that was what everybody was saying. Okay, this is the one we've been looking for. We've been looking for the strict scrutiny. Do you think that because we don't have Scalia anymore, and if McConnell holds, which, man, were you shocked the other day when he came out and said, well, I think we won't even be considering any more justices under President Barack Obama?
Well, if I knew how to run a gambling operation, I'd have set up a pool on when McConnell caved, and I would have picked an early date, and I'd be a wealthy man.
Yep.
Because he's already starting to go wobbly.
Well, I mean, knowing what I know about them, I know that a lot of those guys think it's a game, and they do things for the sake of appearance. I mean, I've talked to Lindsey.
Exactly.
I've talked to Lindsey Graham's staff before, and they were like, oh, we love it whenever they propose any gun control, and then we get to play with them and make them look like this and that and the other. And I'm like, you guys are idiots, aren't you? It's not a game. But
right.
Could this possibly be something so they can get up and sit there and say, well, no, not good enough, over and over again? Because those things, you know, I remember Bork's confirmation that he didn't pass through. But before you answer that, we're coming up on the break, so hold that answer. Hold that answer. I want to continue this. Gun owners of America, if you heard Larry Pratt get interviewed in 1981, and you hear him today, it's the same talk. It's consistency, Second Amendment. He is a textualist, if you will. He only goes by what it says, doesn't interpret. That's the execution. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Off of the blocks, whenever something happens, he is there, ready to go, ready to roll. Nobody else does that. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Thursday night, my guest this hour from Gun Owners of America is Larry Pratt. Now, we were talking about the Supreme Court minus Scalia. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, they can function with eight. There's nothing in the Constitution that requires a certain number.
Right.
That's why if the Congress ever had a backbone, they could always tell the court, well, we're going to change you around a little bit until we get things sorted out. And they could actually eliminate lower courts that are feeding them, like the Ninth District.
Right.
That feeds so much of the crazy stuff to the Supreme Court. They could just say, you know what, we're doing a little cost-cutting, and you guys are gone. And there'd be a delightful howling and screaming from the left, and there wouldn't be anything they could do. What are they going to do, take it to court? Well, the court's gone. I know, I can dream. The Republicans doing anything like that is probably somewhere between slim and none. But we can always talk about these things because that's the kind of agenda that we ought to be insisting these elected officials follow. And, you know, every once in a while a wheel comes off and the establishment hits a little bump in the road. That's what happened when David Brett beat Eric Cantor, the number two Republican in the House, and Eric Cantor had some $10 million in his campaign account. David Brad, I think, ended up spending $130,000 in beating Eric
right.
Cantor. And even perhaps more extreme was the young Air Force veteran. When I saw the picture of him and his wife, I thought maybe they had just had a picture taken after a college dance. Man, does he look young. And he's the guy that forced Boehner to retire in October.
Right.
Step down, leave Congress. So the top two Republicans have been taken out by voters that are just up to their eyeballs with disgust. And so I don't know, I have some hope that maybe we'll have some more primaries, we'll get rid of some more of these weeds in our garden, and we'll start getting things moving in the right direction. But if they don't fear us, they're going to go ahead and just, McConnell could very easily in the Senate say, well, we really owe it to the people. We don't want to look bad. We certainly don't want to have any kind of a shutdown of the government. So we'll be fair, and we'll have a hearing.
When Manchin Toomey was about to happen in April of 2013, the Democrats had the Senate at the time, and and the senators were absolutely beaten down with everything coming into them, all of the calls, all of the emails and everything saying, you better not do that. And that day they took that vote. The only thing that got anywhere near close to getting enough votes to pass was Cornyn's national reciprocity that came within 3 votes of passing. Manchin Toomey did not come anywhere near getting passage. Now, why couldn't that happen again?
Well, it could. And what was going on, as you, I'm sure, remember, during the 3 months or so since the Sandy Hook shooting,
right,
we were going into those first 3 months of the next year, the NRA was out there supporting an expansion of the background check. And I understood why, because they were kind of intellectually over a barrel. They had thought up the background check to begin with as a way of staving off the waiting period. And they don't think in constitutional terms. I had pointed out to some of their leadership at the time, look, both are unconstitutional, but the waiting period doesn't give the government any of our information. The background check is going to let them build a national registration list. Oh, no, there's a prohibition on them using the information that way. Right. And we've seen how the prohibition on the NSA doing what they did was so effective. We've seen how the IRS has been thoroughly intimidated by the way they were breaking the law. And so not much of a surprise. We think that's what was going on. And the expansion was simply that. It wasn't that bad an idea to start with, and let's just have a little bit more, and we'll quiet down this anti-gun clamor following that horrible massacre at Sandy Hook. Well, we heard that the NRA was pushing for the expansion, that they were up on the Hill doing that. We were picking it up even downtown as well as up on the Hill. And so we put out an alert, as I'm sure you remember, saying this is what we're hearing. Would you please contact? And we gave them the information for contacting the right place at the NRA, and let them know that you want them to do a 180. You want them to come out and oppose this and score this, which is the NRA's way of saying, now we're serious, this is anti-gun legislation, and we're going to use it in our raiding of the Congress. And that does get people's attention. Well, a week after we put out that email asking people to, in effect, turn the NRA phone lines to green smoke, they did the 180. It was a beautiful thing to behold. And Senator Manchin went screaming, maybe I could say squealing, to the media, protesting that he'd been betrayed by the NRA. And they had this cake almost baked. And now they were doing this 180, and this was just terrible. And, what unethical people they were. Imagine Manchin accusing anybody else of being unethical. I loved it. But when the NRA did their 180, then I began to have some hope, some realistic hope that maybe we can win this thing after all. Because when we get the big boy singing off the right sheet of music, then we're a lot more difficult to put a stop to. And as has been in the past, so in this case, our most effective piece of lobbying was getting the Second Amendment community reading off the same sheet. And once the NRA did that, a week later the vote took, well, I don't know if it was a week later, but shortly after that, the vote took place, and boom.
Boom.
We had won. And it was because people were sending in those email and making phone calls. And let me just put in a plug. It's a freebie. Go to gunowners.org and sign up to get the email alerts, because that was the mechanism that was used to stop gun control in its tracks when they were waving that bloody flag after the horrible massacre at Newtown.
Yep. Yep. The I am hopeful that I don't want to call him a colleague because I don't believe I'm at the level he is, but I heard the most outrageous thing come out of Glenn Beck, that that God took Scalia to wake us up.
Well, I guess I can appreciate what Beck is saying, but I think maybe that's a little presumptuous to attribute a motive to God.
Yeah.
After all, Scalia was 79 years old.
Hang on one more time for me. We'll go over that when we get
right
back.
Here.
Gunowners.org. Go check it out. Go join it. Join the email list, whatever you'd like. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat?
a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. My guest this hour is Larry Pratt. He is the Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. I used to call him Boss. I still call him Boss just because it's easier than coming up with a new title for him. Do you want to finish up where you were at when we had to go into the break?
Kind of lost track because I was doing some surfing.
As we go forward now, overall, we've got more states now than ever that allow armed teachers, right? That's a plus.
We have been making some very, I think, impressive gains at the state level. Can't say that about Congress, but at the state level, the last elections, couple of elections, gave Republicans control of a majority of the legislatures and a fair number of other of the houses, I guess. So they've been actually pushing for things to happen. And even in Maine, which is a Democrat state with two Democrat senators, two Democrat representatives, they have constitutional carry. You go to Maine, and as soon as you cross the state line from the People's Republic of Massachusetts, I guess, if I got my geography right, or Connecticut, you don't need a permit to carry a gun. So you walk around to your trunk, pull it out, put it in your purse or your pocket, and you're legal. And if this can pass in Maine, it ought to be an encouragement to people working in other states that, yeah, we can get it done in a lot more states than if even in Maine they have done this. I was really excited when I saw that happen. And the idea we now have 8 states that have constitutional carry. Montana, you have to say, well, not in the incorporated parts of the state, but there aren't many incorporated parts of Montana. So most of Montana is a constitutional carry state.
Right.
And that's pretty good stuff.
Well, it's outstanding stuff. We're still having our own trials and tribulations here in South Carolina, and I'm trying to help them move that ball forward, but I've got a bunch of guys that don't even know that what kind of ball we're playing. So,
yeah, it is hardball, and I don't advocate being out of control or anything, or even nasty, But I do advocate that we be firm, and when a politician tells us, well, we can't do that, the proper answer is, well, we'll continue this discussion. And then we go and send out the email, make the phone calls, and get his base stirred up until finally we get an angry call from that politician or his office. What do you think you're doing? And then, you know, you're just on the verge of getting things done.
Right.
So it's right. Like a temperature reading on a turkey that you're cooking. And once it gets to a certain point for a certain length of time, it's ready. And that's the way it is with politicians. Same as cooking turkeys.
I wonder how some of them would feel if they heard that particular conversation going on between the two of us.
Well, if the description fits, then tell me why we shouldn't describe it that way.
Very close to where we have about, let's see, we got 6 minutes. Very close to where you live, as a matter of fact, in your home state. Just the other day, you had your favorite paratrooper carpetbagging governor McAuliffe. Cave.
Attorney General.
Yeah, cave. On that reciprocity they snatched away.
Yeah, and we're still concerned that the deal that is hacked out doesn't let them end up with things that they shouldn't have. The best solution is that just we go back to where we were before, because there's so many opportunities for the Republicans to mess things up. I remember when I first came to Washington, I had some contact with Representative John Ashbrook of Ohio, who was at that time the head of the American Conservative Union, where I was beginning to work. And he was kind of outspoken, shall we say.
Right.
And one time his minority leader, Melvin Laird, had proposed some horrendous thing that was totally violative of Republican proposals. And he blurted out, spoken like a real whore, Mel, and he would describe such proposals as just one more constructive Republican alternative proposal. And of course, he invited you to consider the acronym, and that was how a real conservative dealt with the House of Representatives at that time. And had John Ashbrook been the minority leader, I think the Republicans would not have been in the minority that much longer. But alas, he died while campaigning for the Senate, and it was not to be for a while longer.
Right. How bad is this for McAuliffe? I mean, he's not eligible to be reelected governor in
right.
Virginia.
McAuliffe cannot. His attorney general, Herring, that actually made the proposal, certainly is constitutionally eligible to run. And since he's got statewide exposure, that's often the way Virginia politics has worked. And the guy in the attorney general's office, sometimes lieutenant governor, but another statewide elected official, would be kind of in the takeoff spot for becoming the next governor. So it's a matter of some concern, but I think they really put their foot in it in this gun control proposal. And it kind of amazes me that it's not just the Virginia politicians, but you know, Hillary Clinton has been advocating Australian gun control policies that would confiscate easily half the guns in this country. She didn't learn anything from her husband's experience, but maybe she wasn't around her husband that much to learn anything from him. But
she should know better already. Anyway, she's a lawyer.
She should know that Bill Clinton found that when you push gun control as a Democrat especially, you really get hit back hard in the polls. And he actually was candid enough to say after his party lost the 94 elections in the House of Representatives and control turned over for the first time in umpteen years to the Republicans, my bad, I shouldn't have been pushing. It's because I pushed gun control that my party lost control of the House. Now, that's a pretty candid admission against interest, and I would put a lot of credence in what Mr. Clinton was saying. But apparently, Hillary Clinton just doesn't give a rip for the kind of political sense that her husband has. The one thing that I would grant Bill Clinton is that he's a hell fellow, well-met, slick, who's not a bad, in the low sense of the word, not a bad retail politician. And she's not got that gift at all.
Oh, no.
And hopefully her political ship is running aground even as we speak. Not that it'll be any better when Bernie Sanders is the nominee, but at least Bernie is pretty clearly a Bolshevik. Not too many red-blooded Americans want to take their honeymoon in the Soviet Union.
No.
But Bernie did. Bernie is your actual Bolshevik communist, and if he ever had the kind of power that Obama has tried to use, I think he'd make Obama look like a choir boy.
Oh, yeah. We're running out of time. Gunowners.org. Go check them out. Go get involved. You need to get involved because it's a fight never going away. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you for having me this evening. Appreciate it, Bill.
All right. We will do this again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Thursday night. This has been Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.